Tim, what's the thoughts on the performance tonight?
Oh, great. Listen, happy. You know, we're in this phase of the season where you're trying to get ready for the first league match. And from that point of view, it was great. Derry came out hard in the first half. They threw the kitchen sink at it. And it was the test we wanted, you know. Division 1 team, really, that's what you're playing against. And, you know, we're 10 days out from the first game. So it was perfect.
How important was it to get the second game? Obviously, with the All Ireland being called off. As in the semi-final?
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, the level of competition as well and the players that are out there and the questions we're asked and all that there, that's kind of, you need that. You sort of need that under your belt going into the game, you know. So we're happy with that. And listen, I think we had a new player in every line going into the game, you know, and then we had more players coming off the bench as well. And as I said last week, we're looking to do that. We're looking to try and develop a wee bit of depth in the squad and, you know, develop the younger players. And they did very well again tonight, the young lads.
Patrick has stepped away, you've got a few injuries, Kieran Thompson, Murphy, whatever, but the young boys who've come in, Jim, what have they done for the group?
Well, it's freshness, you know, that's the big one, like, you know, and as I said last week, there's a bit of fearlessness there, you know, and listen, they've a lot of learning to do as well. When you're in a 4-0 situation, you know, you should be trying to put the ball in the back of the net, as we were speaking to Connor about inside there, but that's all, you know, part of their learning process. But in the main, you know, they're confident in a kind of natural confidence, and we just want to keep on developing them. They are underdeveloped in many respects in terms of their physical attributes, but listen, that'll happen over the next number of years, I'm sure.
I watched the Four Masters team quite a bit, and the school team, and the schools have done very well of late. Bit of heads up football, a bit of kicking, the new rules are different. Did they bring something different to your group as in how they play?
Well, listen, you're trying to add things all the time, you know, and we're trying to bring bits and pieces probably that wasn't there last year into every new season, keeps the thing fresh from a coaching point of view, and new learning from the players' point of view, so people don't go blunt, you know, hopefully anyway. And so, yeah, listen, tonight was another step along the road to the Dublin match, and obviously I think Monaghan came through tonight, so that'll be another very good game, and we've had a couple of great games against Monaghan the last couple of years, so yeah, we're looking forward to that now.
Final couple of points. How long does it take somebody to settle into inter-county level? Somebody coming in like this year, like in your opinion?
It all depends. You know, it's very, very, it's very individual. That, you know, I think we mentioned it the last day after the Antrim game. Some players are bringing skills to the table that fit what you're trying to do. Some players don't have that, and they're trying to find their way. And that's you know, Kieran Gallagher's a good example of that. You know, he can you know, charge through players at club level, like, you know, and it's easy for him at county level. That's a different thing, you know, and he's learning that. But at the same time, he's big, he's strong, he's physical. He did really well when he was fresh. We probably should have rotated him inside an odd time, you know, because listen, he was in Canada for the last number of years, you know, he's back playing one season with his club, and then you're going from that to inter-county against a Division 1 team, if you like. So it's all brilliant learning, and we're hopeful that if he keeps on that trajectory, same as the younger lads, you know, that you have a player at the end of the process for the summer.
And finally for me, a final the week before the league, it's another Division 1 team, it's Monaghan, who you know very well. What are you hoping to take out of it, apart from silverware, but what are you hoping to take out of it?
Oh, listen, the messaging is exactly the same. You know, you want to just rotate your squad, give people, you know, as many minutes as possible now, be smart with that, keep on developing the squad depth, and just, listen, if we get the right result, we do, and if we don't, we'll just move on from that and get ready for Dublin.
Just one question. I meant to ask last, I forgot. Have you made a call on your captain?
No, we're still enjoying the process at the moment, you know, like, yeah. We're trying to develop as many captains as we possible, as many leaders as we possible, you know, and we'll probably keep that going. We'll keep you guessing for a little while, right?